Today, Brazil is an economic powerhouse preparing to host the World Cup and the Olympics, but it has an image problem. In a word, prostitution. It occupies a kind of legal limbo in Brazil. While Rio de Janeiro is trying to clean up its image ahead of the big events, and as Annie Murphy reports, that's led to a reckoning over prostitution's cost and benefits.
Many travelers come to Rio imagining impromptu samba, miles of palm trees and sunny beaches, and prostitution. For better or worse, Rio has a reputation for sexual tourism, but the sex industry caters to locals and foreigners alike, and sex work can be anything from call girls that charge thousands of dollars a night to shuttered downtown brothels like this one, where a little over $10 buys 15 minutes of sex in a cubicle cooled by a tired fan. Milena, who goes only by her first name, is 27 years old. She wears a bikini top, ruffled underwear, and platform heels with the same attitude a cashier might have wearing an apron and sneakers. She's trained as a health technician, but says each month she makes about four times a health technician's $420 salary, turning tricks.
I can't complain. I earn money to live off of. Is it safe? No. Sex work isn't safe for anyone, but I pay the bills. This is something you have to do to pay your bills.
Milena says that's why, for now, she's choosing prostitution. And one day she hopes to find a job as a health technician, with benefits and a competitive salary. All over the world, prostitution is looked down upon, or flat out rejected, for many reasons, not least of which is that sex work can involve human trafficking or even child prostitution. But anthropologist Thaddeus Blanchett says his research tells another story, that in Rio, the vast majority of sex workers are like Milena, adults who have had other jobs and freely choose prostitution because it pays so well. Former maids, cooks, store clerks, even interns.
And they have to spend a year, maybe two, in a free internship after you leave university in order to get a good job in a profession. And there are a lot of men and women who turn tricks in order to make ends meet during that internship as well. So it's a very diverse group.
Rio's current mayor, Eduardo Paes, has spoken out against regulating prostitution, and the arrival of high-speed rail from Sao Paulo to Rio would likely level the city's current red-light district, Vila Mimosa. Architect Guilherme Ripado is working with local prostitutes to design a new space.
Mentalidade do Rio de Janeiro até então era de esconder.
The mentality in Rio has been to keep work hidden, but today the world is a lot more open about sex, so I don't think we should be hiding it. It's important to show that prostitution is something that happens and is not necessarily a problem.
Right now, the red light district is away from the safe bustle of downtown. A few decrepit industrial blocks filled with loitering men. Many are drinking beer, surveying any woman who passes with a mix of interest, vague hostility, and boredom. The main venue is a large abandoned warehouse, a warren of mini brothels, live sex shows, and shops that sell everything from lingerie and incense to cheeseburgers. Leonardo, who also only gives a first name, is the manager of one of the larger brothels. Inside, some women are chatting and eating before work. Leonardo is worried that soon they'll have to move out of this neighborhood.
If we have to go, everyone will go together. Just keep on working somewhere else.
But no one seems eager to have prostitution in their neighborhood. André Luiz is a bellhop at an upscale hotel in Copacabana. A dance club known as a pickup spot for prostitutes used to be nearby, till the city shut it down last year.
Now it's better at night. There was a lot of prostitution. It spilled out into the street and nearby restaurants. For families who came here, it was hard. Hopefully, prostitution isn't going to return.
But André Luiz also believes that prostitution is impossible to control anywhere, especially during international events like Carnival, the Olympics, or the World Cup. According to former prostitute and activist Gabriela Leci, the key to controlling prostitution is keeping it out in the open.
It has to be out in the world, nothing confined. In addition to being hypocritical, confinement means more exploitation, because then it's hidden and it means more human rights violations. You shouldn't hide prostitution just so that proper society won't see it.
For NPR News, I'm Annie Murphy in Rio de Janeiro.
This is NPR.